The only other areas in Texas were in 2004. Democrats won Travis County, Austin University, state capital. And I can't remember the county, but that's Beaumont, industrial city, lots of oil refining as well. And it's interesting because Texas had been a real bulwark of the Democratic Party. If we could go back, if you remember, Carter won it in 76, but it's pretty much gone and has seen huge growth in the suburbs around Dallas and Houston, San Antonio to some degree, and those suburban areas very, very heavily Republican voting. Now, it's interesting what will happen in, you can see even in Kansas, in southwestern Kansas, a lot of Hispanics. People have moved there. You might think what they're doing, I'd have to check, but and I don't know the name of that county, but I'll bet there's a meat packing plant there because that's generally is the sort of thing that's going to attract Hispanic laborers. But again, they're recent immigrants. They're not voting. How will this area be voting 20 years from now? Well, we don't know, but it'll be an interesting thing to watch. Yeah, the question is about these very established Hispanic areas in northern New Mexico. Overall, the per capita median household income is still very low. You would have in places like, say, Las Vegas, New Mexico, where most people are Hispanic. Yes, they will be the business owners.